B-Pod Studios.
Zolak, Bertrand, and the guy who has to put up with both of them. Hardy.
Hey, nice shirt. Where'd you get that? At the crappy shirt store? Just kidding. How you doing?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Hardy. How you doing?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't focus on that, you know? I'm here for a reason, and I love the opportunity that's given to me to be a Patriot, to work hard. And best part about it is in year two in the Patriot system is when guys really get going, and I feel comfortable, and I'm excited to have my best season with the Patriots and, you know, show why I'm here. For me, it's familiarity first with the concepts, familiarity with how we do things, whether it's scheduling, training, all those things. And being more in a routine, you know, I think it helps that I'm familiar with the environment, familiar with my coaching staff in terms of, you know, people in this building, strength staff, training staff. And, you know, I know the routes, you know, because the route tree is unique. It's not, I mean, everybody runs certain routes, but the route tree is a little different than where I've ran before. And now I know it. So I get to put my own spin on how we do things and play fast.
Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah.
Talking about year two in New England.
Oh, wow. He was thinking too much last year then. I now know the routes. Where
that's not what he said.
No. Listen to me.
It sound worse than it was.
Oh, no. I think this is a good thing. I think this is a good thing for him if you expect him to jump here in year two, which I think a lot of people are hoping for, right? He plays well, you're going to win games.
Yeah.
It's a tough offense to learn, so he's admitting that. Like, it's not similar to what I used to do, but he's like, I now know it, and now I could sort of put my spin on it and maybe give things back to them and help them as to where, okay, what's the call here? Zero out slot. Oh, God, am I the F? Am I the Z? Because when I grew up in Maryland's offense, it was numbered. Three numbers, 868 arrows. So you run an 8, a 6, an 8, and then the arrows were the backs. 349, three route on the backside, tight end run to 4, 9 would be a go with the Z. This is tagged by names. Like, you got to come in and know what everybody's doing.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. So it tells you he wasn't comfortable last year.
Why did he do this?
Because everybody's
different. Why can't they just go with the 9s?
I love the three-number system. Because this is how easy it is. So, say it's tight end to the right with a receiver and a single receiver left. You start on the left. So, it'd be 3, 4, 9. 8, 6, 8. If we're running all goes, 999 arrows. You know, or 999 F angle, H angle. Like, you're basically in the huddle telling the F or H what you could do. But now, the H has to zero out slot tosser. Everybody gets to know, well, what's a tosser? Do I have the inside route? Am I running a flat? Do I have the wheel? You know, you're not tagging each individual route. You're in a huddle on the old SCAT, the North Turner system, and Ernie Zampezi that we ran.
So my question is, that when I say why, could they not express that in a number the same way they do it when they say tosser?
And the worst part is the West Coast. West Coast is 500 times worse. You know, Spider 2, Y Banana. Like the Gruden stuff. That's Spider 2 Y Banana. You got to know the protection. What's the protection? You didn't give it. Like, we would literally be back in the day. Split right. I mean, split backs right. Split right. Scat right would be the protection. 868. Or if we want to run slants with flat routes, we go 212. Twos are slants. Ones are flats. Simple. Three-step drop. Quarterback, you would know, three-step drop. Really?
Edges and Zos.
I just want to raise my hand and say, I'm understanding all of this.
should.
But I still don't understand. See, this is the part I don't understand. Is it the route adjustments that have always been talked about in this offense?
What? Yeah,
but they can't go to a number system at all.
But no, this offense too, you got to be able to read the route mid route. It's a zoner thing. That's what like Brandon Cooks had a tough time understanding. Where do I settle? Brandon Cooks looked at it and said, okay, you're telling me run a dig 20 yards down and across. He's the type of guy that just runs the route that's called 20 yards and I'm running across the field.
Let me simplify
this. But if it's a cavern in the middle, you got to settle down.
Simplify it into a take, not into any actual football things. I've come to start to think about it. This offense, they've increased its complexity as a way to get away with players that are not as good as the competition. They've increased the complexity of the offense because they can make players do more and have adjustments mid-route that other offenses don't have, but they don't need because they have better players. That's why. Because Brady could carve up defenses for 20 years with, I won't say subpar, that's not fair to a lot of great players that have come through here, but he was able to always do it with less because, one, he was Tom Brady. He didn't miss very many throws. Two, he was Tom Brady, so he knew the damn thing inside and out and knew how players and receivers should react and defenders were going to react, and he could put the ball into tight spaces. But also, it allowed them to get away with lesser talent because that talent was doing far more complex things within the offense than what you get with guys who just have raw freaking ability.
Yeah, so this
may have been part why it's so why they stick to this so rigidly, why they have not made it easier for incoming players over the years because this is what they rely on.
So
good.
I'm not being critical of what Nelson Agholor said. I actually feel better about what Nelson Agholor said because I expected more out of him last year. He's telling you that I didn't feel easy in this offense. I mean, it was uneasy for me. Like, I now know the routes. I feel another year. He talks about being another year in a system where, you know, when you repeatedly hear the call, okay, it comes to me quicker. I know what I have to do now. And now he's telling you I can help them. Like, I can adapt off the route.
I hope so.
So that tells me maybe he's having a good offseason. That's good. They need him.
There are no receivers that have blown us away since Brady left.
Waiting.
I mean, Kendrick Bourne's a good player. I like him a lot, and he had some really good games last year, but is there anything he does that is spectacular?
No, but when
compared to other receivers in this league?
No, but when you signed him,
is there anything that stands out about what he does?
To me,
he's a good player.
To me, I look at him and he's your one. And there were times he didn't get on the field until second quarter in some games. I'm like, what are we doing here? I said it during the broadcast. To me, he was your best receiver last year. But like when they signed him, he wasn't coming here to be a one. Aguilar's coming here to be the one. Bourne's a backside X. You're the two. Randy's the flanker. He's the go guy. He's the one. Walker's the two. That's what you do. It's exactly what you do. I'm like, everybody has structure within the offense. So hopefully new kid Thornton can pick it up quick.
But you take it as good news. He admits that some of his struggles last year were related to not being fully comfortable within the offense. At least it wasn't a situation like Ocho Cinco.
Oh, he just didn't get it.
I'm not saying he blew routes. I can't do this.
Don't take this the wrong way. I'm not saying he blew routes or that. Like he was at fault for anything. I feel better knowing that he's kind of telling you he wasn't comfortable last year, which is good.
No, but you know, guys operate at a better speed when they don't have to think.
He said, "What? I can play fast now."
Yeah,
he's telling you without telling you. I didn't play up to my capabilities and speed because I was thinking too much.
Once it becomes second nature.
It's second nature, and I could play fast now. I could go out and just play without what? Thinking. We talk about this in every sport. You don't think Trevor Story's thinking too much and squeezing the bat instead of just going out and playing?
Oh, last night he got a couple of hits.
No, but I'm saying in general, like, you know, pressure will eat at you, and you hear it. You start to hear it, like, he's not living up to the expectations. Now the pressure.
Revelation of the week was that Trevor Story thought he was going to be a Ranger, according to Milliken.
Yeah.
Milliken reported that.
Maz and Milliken, and a little baseball guys.
He fired his agent because his agent was supposed to make him a Texas Ranger, and then now he's
fake news.
Now he's in Boston.
Plan B. Has to go to Plan
now
B.
Now he's in Boston, and he's hearing it from the crowd, and he's getting booed.
I told you,
first
agent,
time in his professional life.
I wanted to go to Austin, not Boston.
He looked pretty happy last night.
Boston, Texas.
Let's get five nights in a row, okay? How about that?
Fair point.
Thank you. Let's Let's continue to talk about everything we've talked about today, but also
how about Swayman in net?
Is it confirmed?
Net, yep. Cassidy said he'll be in net. Swayman will be in net.
All right, we'll talk about that. It is not going to be Allmark. They will stick with Swayman in game six at TD Garden tomorrow night. Celtics have their game tonight, but also NFL schedule comes out tomorrow, Zoe.
Yep, got my suitcase ready for week one.
Is this becoming a week-long event, the NFL schedule
They're
release?
Really stretching this
because
thing
they are stretching this thing out to the max right now. We'll get to that and your calls right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I think that's sort of low class.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Swayman will go in tomorrow.
Any idea on Lindholm?
He's out there now. I anticipate he'll play. I can probably give you a more definitive answer in the morning, but he should be good to go, and Charlie, obviously. So we'll have a decision to make in the back end. All those we'll make tomorrow. Obviously, first of all, we'll start with Lindholm. How does that domino affect everyone else?
Nope. Can we get something with a little more tempo from this weekend?
Yeah,
what's up with all the slow songs?
It's really like slow R&B. Big 98 here.
This is like number two as well.
I can't listen to her after she screwed up the New Year's Eve thing. Forgot all the lyrics.
Who is Mariah? Mariah?
Yeah. It was
her. Not even one of her like better known songs.
Oh, she has some bangers too.
Can we just pick another random one from that week?
Pick something. Come back again. Be better, Tom, on that one.
Yes. Let's restart this bed the way you restart the show on us when you tell us we're not doing well.
It's a slamming show. When you get in the car and you turn us on, you want it to hit you.
This was the number two song in the country.
Yeah, and it just put 12 people to sleep on the Southeast Expressway.
Exactly. It's not
our
problem.
Look out the window. There's probably a pile up out there right now.
I want to go home. I don't want to sit 2 hours of traffic again.
You got hit with that a couple of days ago, huh?
Holy crap, 2 hours. Just one more night with you. Why to
risk my life to be alone? I can't really remember this song. I remember it. A crap song. Oh, shut it off already.
This one's like, I got to show you every octave that I can hit.
Oh, yeah. Like she's on American Idol.
When did William Hung sing She Bangs?
Probably 10 years ago.
I wish it was 98.
If not more.
Best gift I ever got, that cameo.
Oh, the William Hung cameo. That's right.
Said, I've been a good boy, Zoe. All your friends at the Sports Hub. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
That was on the third season of American Idol, according to Wikipedia.
2007.
Is that what it was?
Still, it's 15. There he is, 15 years ago. We figured he was like an Uber driver at the airport, right? I do a lot of cameos.
No, audition for the third season of American Idol in San Francisco of September of 03.
Yeah, and it aired in 04.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he's retired from music.
Yeah, he's driving Uber now.
Well, in 2011, he became a technical crime analyst for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department.
Jesus. Yeah, like reading DNA.
Then he joined the L.A. County Department of Public Health. Then he became a motivational speaker.
I thought that.
Oh.
Yeah, but now he's driving in the Uber, didn't
we? Don't know that for sure.
Well, I thought that was what do you mean we don't know that? I thought that was part of the cameo thing.
I did that. I told you I did that wedding last week. So I was done, like, doing my thing. And then the band started playing. They played My Girl. I ran back up there, grabbed the mic, sang a set.
Oh, I'm sure they loved that.
They did. My man.
Your man
RJ. RJ.
Oh, okay.
RJ and Casey.
RJ and Casey.
RJ and Casey.
Good recollection,
Very nice
buddy.
Wedding.
Good
Very
job.
Nice wedding. Almost
good
said JR. I got a buddy JR.
Who shot JR?
It's RJ.
back to what Cassidy said there. Fluto wins that debate, by the way, of who to believe.
Was that Fluto or Capello?
No, Capello. Capello loses.
Oh, okay.
Our guy on the ground. How did he describe that quote?
No.
Now that we have the sound of it, I'm going back to my text messages.
All right. I'm not saying that there's a winner or loser here. There's just different interpretations of what Cassidy said.
He wrote, Lindholm still unknown for tomorrow.
That's what Cassidy said. He's on the ice. We expect him to play.
I don't think that's a great
description of it.
Because Cassidy did say, he even used the word, I anticipate he will play tomorrow. So there, we should have been given, not that the information was inaccurate or wrong, it just, there should have been more context to it, Hardy.
I think he's being super cautious after, look, the Charlie McAvoy thing was not like a huge gaffe, but we were told he was not flying with the team and he wouldn't be playing. Now, technically, he didn't fly with the team. Looks like he went down there on a private jet and showed up and played, but now we're just being extra cautious, and I think Capello is in that cautious mode.
You said who to believe with the Fluto tweet.
I didn't even see his reply.
And he said, not definitely, he hopes, still not known, though. Hopes or anticipates? In his mind, Lindholm is playing tomorrow. If Lindholm doesn't play, in his mind, it's because something went wrong. I would say the odds are better than not that he plays.
Well, if you're just reporting on what was said,
we don't have to report on it anymore. We know exactly what he said. We just played it.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. You could have probably relayed that differently to suit you.
And he's going to tell me to go F myself in 3, 2,
who? Capello?
1.
I got to tell you something.
What?
He's very combative.
Capello's on to something. Not across the board, right?
Okay. Right.
Not Del Frisco's Capital Grill, nothing like this. But the other night for Mother's Day, super blonde, she's not a complicated girl. For Mother's Day, she just wanted some simple steak from a takeout joint. It was an ethnic steakhouse, you understand?
Ethnic place?
An ethnic steakhouse. It's Australian steak, and not a lot of people can handle for their palate.
For their lame American palate.
Yes, not everybody can handle it. It's called an Outback. And what they do is they serve up this Australian cuisine.
They put a lot of spice on a steak.
But let me tell you, the steak, it's a good steak, but you're not going to get confused and think you're eating a Capital Grill, okay?
I ate there. It's very nice.
Okay, it's very nice. So we had the steaks from the Outback, and there's a little bit of blue cheese on the side of one of the sandwiches.
Oh, no.
And I just tried it. I'm like, Capello always gets the side of blue cheese when he goes to a steakhouse.
And he has made me get it, too. I've turned. I get it also.
He's on to something. I wouldn't do it at Capital Grill.
But I would, too. I didn't do it on Sunday, but it's not like Capello takes it and dips a whole piece of meat and covers it. It's a little dab.
Just a dab.
It's the tang on it.
He's onto something.
People look at us like we're crazy when we're on the road.
It probably has to do with the Australian chef and something that he did in preparing the steaks.
You like to say some of this, put some blue cheese on here. On the Barbie.
That's perfect.
Would you like some Foster's with your meal?
Yes. Wow, it's like I'm there.
It's a medieval Australian.
Yeah.
That's not blue cheese.
That's not your blue cheese.
That's blue cheese.
Crikey. Take that out of your mouth.
A good steak, you shouldn't have to put anything on.
Have you ever eaten alligator?
It was a good steak. I'm just saying the blue cheese doesn't ruin it like we've killed Capello for over the years.
Here's where it would ruin it. At home, like if you get the bottle of Kraft blue cheese, and it's not, you go to a good steak joint or even like an Outback, you're gonna get like a real blue cheese, like with real blue cheese chunks in there.
I told you, you wouldn't like Outback. It's ethnic, it's Australian. You wouldn't be able to handle it. Your American palate wouldn't be able to.
I do like American stuff.
They have kookaburra wings, which is also Australian.
They have perfected the blooming onion, though. That is one thing. Other places are trying to do it.
Please delete the G next time you pronounce that.
What?
Bloomin'.
Bloomin' onion. Thank you. Would you like more sauce with your onion?
Don't mispronounce it and embarrass me and the entire United States by pronouncing it blooming onion, please. And thank you.
Thank you all for coming. Good day, mate. Is there a British steakhouse around it? Like, yeah, British Beer Company, I guess.
You could have jumped in there.
That's
where you
jump. Would you like to have some tea with
Leroy?
Hey, Hardy. Hey, Hardy. Who started this conversation about steaks?
He did.
Thank you.
Who had?
I'm all for a steak conversation.
I know you are.
Who had to steer the conversation away from all of us incurring the wrath of Mark Capello?
I got a big piece of meat marinating at home right now. Throw that sucker on when I get home.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
You've had a show chock full of promos.
You saw him. It was T-Bone. I brought it in here last week. Pulled that sucker out, salted it up.
I'd like to marinate the pepper. T-Bone. Catch him on the
beach. What?
Catch him on the beach. Let's marinate you in some copper
vinegar,
tone.
Some vinegar.
Oh.
Copper tone. Child.
T-Bone, you're going to get some sun this weekend.
If the sun's out.
I think it is going
to be 85 and sunny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like it's a T-Bone kind of weekend. Mm. We were going to talk about the NFL schedule release.
We'll do that next.
It's like every day there's a little leak of something.
It sucks. They know it, and they just like get a little taste.
Here's a Christmas game. Yeah. Oh, here's your week 2 Monday Night Football matchup. What is this? What are they doing?
It's one thing I know. I want to play the Thursday game at home, which we were on the road last year, and I don't want to play on Christmas.
I know why Patriots fans care about the schedule release. There's one game on there that they care about very much.
Dun, 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 dun. Go, Pack, go.
No, that's one. That's not number one. That's on there. I think there are people.
Oh, I think Lambeau should be number one for you.
We'll be interested in that. I am interested in that.
If you haven't gone to see a game at Lambeau and you're one of those bucket list people.
I've already planted some seeds on that to maybe make that trip.
Oh. You'll be in awe.
I'm watering it.
You'll be in awe. It's a really cool experience.
Put some nice
I know the other
soil
one.
On it.
I know what you're thinking.
Sin City.
The Raiders game is going to be a big travel game for Patriots fans.
It's Bill versus Josh. It's Vegas. It's new stadium.
Yep.
Hardy's got the itch.
It's Vegas.
We should be working
like
on that one.
Vegas, and if they can go there and see their favorite team, they can cap a weekend there by seeing the Patriots. That's pretty great.
What if they say, hey, why don't you guys take the football midday show on the road for maybe 2 days at the end of that week?
We could throw a listening party in Vegas and bang it out.
I'm sure our station couldn't put together a Saturday party pregame, at some sports bar.
I think we should treat it like a Super Bowl because we're not going to have one of those anytime soon.
I think it's a mini Super Bowl. We have to readjust expectations.
Yeah.
You know, we're just
another middling NFL team now here in New England.
We should find out what the New England Patriots bar is in Las Vegas. Every team
every fan club
had a bar. For the Lions, it was actually a jiggly room. You know, at other times of day and night, but for Lions games, they would just stop all that.
Yeah, but you didn't go there for the game.
I have it. You want to know what the official fan club, Patriots fan club bar is in Vegas?
Sure. Yes.
Three Angry Wives Pub.
That'd be three of our wives that week.
8820 West Charleston Boulevard.
Oh, that's a nice part of town.
That would fit the narrative of the show that week. I'm pissed off our wives.
That is very true. Three Angry Wives.
It's a trip.
8820, did you say?
8820 Charleston Boulevard.
West Charleston.
West Charleston, excuse me.
It's going towards Summerlin.
That is the official spot.
Wow.
Three Angry Wives.
Makes too much sense.
I was just there.
You were at the Angry Wives?
No, but I was at that Target.
Oh my God. You get stuff at Target.
Last time I was out there, you got to bring stuff home for the kids. And I'm like, what am I going to bring them Vegas souvenirs for? You know what? I know
Hardy
what they
taught
like.
Me this years ago. Don't look for souvenirs. Go buy them something at Target.
Well, and sometimes I'll buy it before I even go on the trip. Yeah. And just have it there.
Put it in your car.
No. I took the rental car down to the Target. It was close to where I was staying. I was out of Red Rock.
I used to do that too. I used to bring Crazy Boy back.
Okay, I know exactly where this place
And Zoe, they got a Cheesecake Factory across the street.
You can't go wrong there. Never had a bad meal there. Never had a bad meal there.
All right, let's get to headlines.
Oh, there's a Roberto's near there, too. Oh my God.
Hell of a neighborhood there.
Oh.
That's what people want to know about this schedule. next to the Suncoast Hotel and Casino.
I had some nights at the Suncoast.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's Hardy with the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak. I digress. That tastes different in Florida.
Bertrand. I got no brother chili.
Zolak and Bertrand. 95 Sports Hub.
No way.
Got some bad news.
What?
The Three Angry Wives pub closed last fall.
Oh, the Patriots Bar in Las Vegas?
Yeah, that's not open anymore.
Oh.
The good news... they didn't renew their lease after a couple of decades there.
Doesn't sound like a place that would like stay in business long. I bet there's a lot of turnover.
They were there for a couple of decades. I just told you that.
Oh.
They elected,
I didn't hear that part,
as owners not to renew their lease because they had... according to casino.org, some bad blood between them and the landlord. The landlord was upset with them for throwing some St. Patrick's Day parties out in the parking lot.
Oh, what's the matter? Too much noise for you? Too many people having fun?
So that's the bad news. The good news is a new bar has replaced that bar in its same location with new owners, and it looks like a nice spot.
Twin Peaks.
Type of place you'd like to go, Zoe. Called the Rustic House.
Ooh, I like that. That's a nice name, Rustic.
Kitchen, taps, gaming.
Yep.
There's still a big emphasis on the TVs and sports and all that.
Yep, we can still do that.
Yeah, see, so it looks, actually it looks like a really nice place.
Now, I just pulled something up from the Las Vegas Review Journal that says it's Old Vegas Tavern, which is at 3850 East Desert Inn.
Rustic.
You know,
I'd like that.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're referring to, Artie.
I'm referring to the Las Vegas Review Journal, the paper of record.
That says what?
That the Patriots Bar is
a different bar. According to Patriots.com, the fan club registry.
I'd go with that one.
Patriots.com had it as Three Angry Wives, but obviously they need to update that because that's not there anymore.
Fred Kirsch not going
to
screw that
up. Yeah, Fred Kirsch. I went to Fred Kirsch's website.
Now, Jeff Nashwood says it's McMullen's, and he's in Vegas a lot.
What's he know, McMuffin?
Well, maybe there are unofficial ones, sure. I mean, there are Patriots fans everywhere.
What are you doing, McMuffin?
It's hard to not bump.
Why don't you wear your unlicensed gear to an unofficial Patriots bar while you're
at it? He can wear his red Patriots, which is a little burgundy.
No, like I said, Hardy, I went to your employer's website, patriots.com, and I looked at the official registry, and that's what's listed. I can only go based on... official information.
Fred shows up every away game with novelties.
No,
giveaways.
Novelties.
Novelties. Giveaways.
Lions Bar is now...
signed footballs.
Novelties.
Is that a novelty? With shot glasses?
T-Bone just said something in my ear. Say it on the air, T-Bone.
No.
tell Zoe in his ear. Tell Zoe. No, tell Zoe. I want to... You do it.
You can't stop.
Did he tell you?
Yes.
He told you? Did you tell him?
I guessed it.
Old big bag of them.
Put those Slop through. It right there on the table.
Put those through TSA.
Big old bag of D's.
Put those through TSA. Open that bag. Whoa, where are you going east, sir?
Have you seen that prank, by the way? Yes. Have you seen that video of the woman who they traveling with friends?
Yes.
They put a large novelty in her bag that TSA opened.
It's like the Austin Kutcher movie in France with Brittany, what's her name? Yeah, the Jackhammer 3000.
All right. This all came to be a part of the discussion today because I know Patriots fans are going to want to travel to Vegas for the game. That's going to be a big trip.
I don't I don't think that's going to be the trip right away out of the gate. Everybody thinks, oh, maybe they're going to put him in Vegas week one. I've been hearing that. My expectation is to be on the road in Arizona for a 4:25 kick or at Jets 1 p.m.
Oh, at Jets 1 p.m. feels like a...
That feels like it's it to me.
That feels like an opening week game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what it feels like. The only thing that's going to make that Vegas thing sort of suck is if they put it on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, because we have to go out Friday. Team.
That's the only thing that's going to sort of suck for fans. No one wants
Look, you tell me that I have to go. I'll be up for it. I love Las Vegas. I'm going to do it. I will say, I've said this many times before. I'll say it again. Vegas trips are the best when you don't have any one thing to do. Not even one football game to go to.
Yeah, I would agree. But the options here are no Vegas trip or Vegas trip with work.
Such stressful.
What do you mean no Vegas trip?
Well, no. I mean, it's a Vegas trip that you otherwise wouldn't be taking.
Like, I already got to go.
I'll take one. I'll go tomorrow.
I got to work here. I got to work here. I'm already going. Trying to get you guys to go.
Put it this way.
That's right. Zoe's already going. We should join him, Artie.
Put it this way. You can go to Vegas and be there for a Patriots game.
As a fan? Not have to work?
No. Either one. As a fan or working, right?
Yes.
Okay. Or you can go 3 weeks later during their bye week and have no plans whatsoever other than just being in Vegas. Which one would you rather do?
I would absolutely take the first option of a chance to see your team on the road as part of an awesome trip to begin with. Yeah. That's awesome.
That doubles down the excitment. I'm a beat on that.
Yeah, because you know why? When you do one of those like weekend trips, by the time you get to Sunday, you're sort of like, what am I doing with myself now? Now I'm just itching to go home because I've had too much Vegas fun.
But don't forget, if it's a Sunday game.
Instead, you got something to actually look forward to and have that's different from what the rest of the trip has been.
If it's Sunday, we're leaving Friday. Like, we go on Friday because that's a long trip. We got to get out there and stretch our legs out the next day. Get accustomed to the environment.
Now, what if they do a back-to-back Vegas Arizona trip? Would we have to then go over to Arizona for a few days, too? I think that's probably best.
Probably, because they probably put us up in Scottsdale.
A couple days in Scottsdale.
For the week.
I don't have any desire.
To go to Arizona?
What's this guy?
What's wrong with you?
To go to that stadium?
Slap him.
No, just to stay in Arizona for a bit.
Yeah, do we have to go to the game?
Yeah, we got to go to the game.
Nah.
What's wrong with this guy?
It's too far. It's out in the middle of nowhere.
See, he's got a maid, too. He ain't waking up hungover, you know?
The NFL's
going to stay up all night.
The NFL's going to stretch this thing out to a week, aren't they? Pro Football Talk had in a little thing with this yesterday. Headline, NFL inches toward making schedule release a full week event. Only in the NFL could that be a possibility. No other sport do we even care about the schedule to have any sort of day that is marked as release day. This doesn't happen in any of the other major sports.
Yeah.
The day the schedule comes out is an event. It speaks to the dominance of the NFL. Oh, they're getting so greedy, they'll make it a week-long event, and you know what we'll all do? Go, ooh, what came out today? Ooh, what did we learn? Oh.
I got excited seeing, that's how stupid I am. I got excited seeing Dallas at Green Bay. Like, what the hell should that excite me for?
But it does.
But I'm like, ooh, that's a good game. That's where Des Bryant.
You already knew it was going to happen.
That's
where
Des Bryant caught the ball. Des Bryant caught the ball, and they called it a fumble. They called it incomplete. He didn't complete the catch. They should have beat them. Dallas is revenge. Yeah.
Paulie's in the truck. Paulie,
great. Hey, no Vegas for me, boys.
Good
gamble. Never been interested in prostitution in my life. I never had the desire to
Nobody
go to
brought
Las
that
Vegas.
Up. No one here brought that
That's
up.
That's the second thing you went to on the list of things to do in Vegas, huh?
Just don't gamble. Those are the two major things that you do, from what I understand. I just never wanted to go there. But I got some lineup changes for the Bruins. I don't see why you wouldn't put Olmark back in the net. And because Swayman played average at best last night. And in terms of Chris Wagner, I sit him back down. He has not had the physical impact that I was hoping that he would have. I would put Sidnikov in his place and hope for a little more offensive pop. You gotta pull all the stops.
You got it
out.
In for Wagner.
Yeah, I hope you don't run into him at the grocery store again.
I was hoping he was gonna. I practically begged him to come out and put somebody on the bus. and he has not been able to do that. He just can't do it any longer. His legs have left him. He has no scoring punch, and he just can't deliver those big barn-rattling hits that he was once able to do. He's just too old now. Good kid, though.
Okay, great.
He's got that going for him. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
I think Wagner's played well. I think he's done his job in being put in that spot.
I thought he had great energy in Boston, and he had a great look early in that game to net one. He didn't do it.
The non-Nesson calls, both in game four and then again last night on ESPN?
Yeah.
Love Wagner.
Well, I think he's been
Levy last night,
pain in the butt, which is good. Good for him.
And Levy knows his local hockey here.
And now, is it part of one of the interesting side note stories that these guys are given before the broadcast? Hey, local kid Wagner, you know, he played in the AHL all season, and he got the nod, and he's played in a couple of games. Okay, maybe it's an easy thing to go to from a broadcast perspective, though. But I think they know him from his time around the league, and they know him, and they loved his game in the last two games.
I would have put the McLaughlin or whatever his name is.
McLaughlinus.
It's McLaughlinus.
Sorry. At least he can score.
McLaughlinus.
Wagner almost scored last night. If he had gone the same spot that who ended up scoring the goal for the Bruins? Who scored?
The D-man. Clifton.
Clifton.
The defenseman. Yeah.
That was a nifty angle Clifton took on that. If Wagner had maybe done that instead of the toe drag.
If we can real quick talk to Nick in Providence. What do you got? Perfect partner for Brady in the broadcast booth. Who would it be?
Yeah, quick fun fact, Hardy, you know the kookaburra sits in the old gum tree?
Yes.
But for Tom Brady, I would give him Joe Tess. I don't know if you guys watch Holy Moly, but he is a riot with
Joe
Rob
Tess
Riggle.
Joe Tessitore? Oh, my God.
Yes, absolutely. The guy has so much. He's oozing personality.
I think he speaks like this, and I'm going to change my voice, and I'm way over the top guy. No.
I think you're being a little hard on Tessitore. I don't think he's that bad.
Really?
I don't think he's like a joke. Like
I'd rather
have Burkhart. The caller said though.
He's losing personality.
No. Yeah. Have you watched him on Holy Moly?
What is that?
I don't know.
Is that a game show? Is that one of those like extreme MXC shows?
Oh, it sounds like a Christian
like
game
ABC.
Show. Now, Holy Moly!
All right, I'll give it a try. Today's takeaways are next.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Getting to the bottom of the story in the middle of the day.
Former chapter head of the Turkey Association.
Hello, Walter.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me.
On 98.5.
Give it to me.
Sports Hub.
Whoa. Today's takeaway is brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. Whether you're in Connecticut, Kentucky, or Canada, and you listen, you can receive the same great weight loss results with Awaken 180's virtual program. Check it out at Awaken180weightloss.com. What we got for a takeaway? Is it Dr. Strangelove's birthday? Is that what we're doing here?
Excuse me?
Dr. Strangelove there. Tyler.
Is that what it is? Do we have it?
It's his birthday.
No. Why?
They don't do those for us.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Too much work.
Oh. Okay.
Why don't you just leave?
What do we have?
Okay.
This is Hardy versus Tommy and Milton.
Oh, my God.
All right,
yes.
Let's hear it.
Who knows more about Tony D'Angelo? You or Subban? Huh, Hardy? Who?
So you're siding with PK? Hey, shut up! I'm going to ask you a question, dumbass!
I muted him.
What do you know about Tony D'Angelo?
You there?
Yeah, what do you know about Tony D'Angelo?
Okay. What do I more than you do, Hardy?
Tell me all about him. Tell me about
right,
the teams
Hardy.
That he got kicked off of. Go.
Hey, Hardy, would you take D'Angelo on the Bruins team right now, Hardy?
No, I think he's a piece of crap.
Yeah, I know. You know why, Hardy? Because he beat you last night. Hey, listen, let me just say it right now.
He didn't beat me. I didn't play last night, dummy. I think personally, he's a piece of crap. That's what I think.
You know what, Hattie?
I think he's a racist piece of crap.
Hattie, you don't know enough about him. Neither do I. But
I know plenty about him. I know that he got kicked off of teams for uttering racist comments against his own teammates and against opposing teammates. I know that he's had more fights with officials and his fellow teammates than he has opposing players in his career. He is an unwanted, uncoachable guy. They hated him when they first made the signing in Carolina.
I stand by all of it.
Well, then.
The best part was, I didn't play last night, dummy.
He beat you last night.
Yeah. After all that played out, Zoe, where are you going, Zoe? Where are you going?
Not working back there?
Are you in a hurry?
We should be off the air.
Oh. I don't see anyone else here.
No, we're a little late.
Oh.
We're a little late. I was just going to say that after that happened, someone sent over PK Subban's phone number in case we want to check in with him. I can't for the life of me. I can't understand why the hell we would ever want to do that.
Well, I can't understand why PK Subban would call him a great guy.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I love him. I love Tony D.
I'm usually for the back and forth. I don't want to go down that road.
For what? What am I doing that for?
Nobody wins there.
Nope.
Nobody wins what? Taking a stand against a racist piece of crap like Tony D'Angelo?
On him saying something back.
Like, why'd you say that? He said it.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we should get him on.
No. No. Flip-flopping right. Zoe.
Let's go see.
Where's Felger Maz?
Don't matter.
We're going to stay on the air until they get here.
Play the long version.
Let's go.
Let's do it again.
I want to see if we can make it long enough that they pull the cameras back up on TV and we have all the Felger Maz lights now.
Oh, yeah.
Tell Vinny we're a go. Tell Vinny we're a go and we're ready to do this thing.
Start calling. Let's go, people. You can talk to the midday show.
Big Jim is here. Big Jim has arrived.
Oh, he could carry it.
Nasty traffic day out there.
Is it bad today, Jim? Again?
It's a very bad, bad day on the traffic front. It's not on as
this
a,
one on.
Yeah, we got stressed. You now. We got you now. Welcome into Felger and Maz.
Like none of the shortcuts work anymore. Everyone knows them. And then what do they call this? The Kazuko Circle,
whatever crossover that thing is.
There's a big drug bust going on.
Ooh.
Yeah, all the cops with the Boston cops with the vest. It's like they're
versus. Oh, that means they've been following them for a while. Then
ripping someone out of an SUV.
Little youth strike force action over there.
Yeah.
Okay then.
Wow.
So there, that gummed up the works, but that was kind of cool to watch.
Yeah.
Should we go over there and see if they need a hand?
Well, you know, I just...
Well, they can do all the stuff.
I got my tactical flashlight in the truck. I got the Olight, the Seeker Pro 2. You got enough light in there?
You ever wonder at 2 o'clock, Jim, where everybody... Where the hell is everybody going?
A couple zip ties in case
Maz
you
got sick.
Citizens arrest anyone.
Oh, Maz sick?
Maz is banging out last minute.
Aww.
Oh. So no Maz.
No Maz. It's
why won't they put us on television? Does anyone want to...
Put
us on! What are we doing?
Put us on the TV
set. So pissed right now.
Well, don't run that.
So let's talk open wheel.
On radio, keep going. Yeah.
Let's talk wheel coming back to Boston. All right, we'll have a chance to get those Formula One cars zipping around the streets.
Let's do what else? Call in with your favorite song. What song do you want to hear? T-ball.
Just
play?
Your favorite song. Your favorite song from May of '98, preferably.
No. Jimmy, get on the mic. Let's talk wrestling from Sunday night. How great was the show Sunday night in Providence?
It was amazing, made even better by Brown Liquor.
I think Jim Murray can do the show by himself, and we should let him.
All right.
Okay?
He necessarily wants to. I mean, he just walked through the door. He's getting
ready. Nailed it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.